Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Michael Sparks and the Sparks Team Amsoil call for Monday, October 14th, 2013. I appreciate everybody listening in tonight. Welcome. If you're listening to this on the archive record, I appreciate you finding my website and downloading or listening to the call. And feel free to share this call with anyone you think might be interested in Amsoil or help them build their Amsoil business. Tonight's call is our monthly direct jobber interview, and I'm excited to be able to spend some time with Norm Ayers, Amsoil Regency direct jobber. The call tonight, we're going to refer it as the retirement revolution. This call is really for anyone that's at or near or thinking about retiring and wants to know what the potential is for starting an Amsoil business and becoming successful as maybe a second career or as a retirement gift to themselves. I just read a quote today. I actually put it on my Facebook page, and it said only 27% of retirees receive a monthly payments from private pensions. And it's there may be a lot of people that aren't up to speed on their retirement. And I'm afraid to say that there's over 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day, and some of their plans may look pretty bleak. So tonight's call may inspire you to meet or talk or possibly help someone that is in their golden years and really want to become more than they otherwise would have. The retirement revolution is for anyone who wants more and wants to continue doing something worthwhile at just the pace they choose. And maybe someone's new retirement present could be to become an Amsoil dealer where the sky is the limit. And with that in mind, let's welcome Norm Ayers. Norm!
I'm here.
All right, Norm. Thanks for getting on tonight. We do appreciate you taking the time. I just so enjoy talking with you all the time at the Amsoil training meetings and on the bell calls and everything. And we're kind of like brothers, and even though we're not in the same organization, we still just enjoy working our Amsoil businesses together. So welcome, Norm.
I guess one thing I'd like to straighten out, Michael, make sure you understand. Retirement is not in my vocabulary. That's replaced with purgatory. And it's my intention to be working Amsoil till they put dirt in my face. So it's that kind of a fun business. Anyway, just wanted to make that distinction.
Well, and that I've somebody said or I've read or whatever that there's no word retirement in the Bible. There's no speak of this, and the notion of being retired, I just can't imagine it. I like you, even though I have a few more years. You have a few more years ahead of me. I was in line at the post office the other day, and I was complaining about having to wait in line, and guy said, "Well, don't bother me, I'm retired." I said, "Well, I haven't had a job since 2004, but I never plan to retire," meaning that the checks will keep coming even after I'm gone. And the guy was kind of befuddled, and I just kind of went on my merry way. But, I know exactly where you're coming from, Norm, exactly. So speaking of retirement, how are you enjoying yours?
Like I say, it's purgatory. And I keep working my business. We bought a little place down near the beach to get out of the summer heat here in Las Vegas. And while I was down there for about a month and a half, I signed up 5 people. And business is just everywhere, you know. Two of those were commercial accounts, and two were PCs, and one was a dealer.
And, wow.
And, you know, I really wasn't out looking, but I'm always looking.
I know what you mean. You have that radar on, and folks like you and I, they're just always working at our businesses. You're just amazing how many people you accidentally run into that might be interested in either the opportunity or our products, you know. So you know, before you officially retired, I guess, or went to purgatory, as you call it, what did you do before you retired?
Well, I spent about 31 years at, started out with North American Aviation, which turned out later to be North American Rockwell, then Rockwell, and now Boeing. And I started out as a electronics guy, and I continued to go to school. They promoted me into project engineering, which I dearly loved that job. And then later on, I became a program manager. And it's interestingly enough, most of the people that were in my groups were far and above ahead of me in terms of education and knowledge, but I had the knack of making these people work together, and that always got me through. You know, it's funny, but the smarter they get, the more difficult they are to work with. but it always worked out. And it turns out that Rockwell and Boeing were very good to me, and I always enjoyed my time there. One of the things that I did always when I was in engineering, I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and basically I always had a business on the side, and I guess a lot of it was due to try to get more write-off because both my wife and I worked, and we came to the conclusion one year that if one of us stayed home, we'd have more spendable than we did both working. So having a small business on like that allows you, affords you a lot of write-offs that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to get. And that keeps me in fairly new cars and pays for most of my fuel and maintenance. So that's basically what I did. And those offhand careers were, I started out with a catalog sales for, I started out first with boat accessories and then later expanded that to RV and boat accessories. And it was kind of a chore because the big guys don't like little guys that don't have storefronts to be selling discounted merchandise. But we managed to get through that. I later went into real estate, which was a much more lucrative business. And I was in that for, you know, about, oh, probably 10 years. And when I finally left Boeing, I chased a little white ball around for a little while, and boring. So I went to school and took up the gunsmithing. And I've always had a fascination for guns. I've always used them safely, by the way. The problem that I ran in with the gunsmithing was that there's just not enough money in it to make it worth your time. It's a labor, it's a much of a labor intensive system. So anyway, I kind of graduated from that, but that actually led me into the AMSOIL. And my good friend Scott McPherson was working a gun show in Henderson, Nevada, and I was looking for a gun oil that I had used before, and he introduced me to MP, and I took that MP home and I put it on a gun that had been giving me fits because I couldn't stop the rust on it, and two applications, no more rust. And I figured, that's incredible. So anyway, I went back and started talking to Scott. And at that time, I owned a Newell coach. That Newell coach took about 40 quarts of oil. And when you're changing it out at every 10,000 miles, that gets kind of expensive. So Scott and I put our heads together, and he introduced me to the dual bypass system, which we installed on that motor coach. And for the next 10 years, I changed oil once. And the only reason I changed that oil is because there was a manufacturing defect in that engine, because I was using oil analysis at the time, I could prove that it was not oil-related failure, and GM actually paid for that repair on that engine, which was, you know, credible because I was 5 years out of warranty.
But, wow.
It had a cracked bearing on it, which either there was a lump in the crankshaft on that, or they over-tightened it in the construction. And that same thing ran probably, 4,000 or 5,000 miles of that cracked bearing. And Amsel kept it running. And finally it got so loose it was starting to slap. So that convinced me. But that's the only reason I changed the oil. It was thank for Scott for introducing me to Amsel. And I only have one regret with the Amsel business. And that is that I didn't discover it 20 years earlier. I didn't start on Amsel until I was approaching 70. And if I'd have had another 10-year or 15-year start on that, I'd be up there with David. I'm getting to that point where most of my body parts are becoming artificial. I still work my Amsel business. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Anybody that looks me twice in the eye gets a little Amsel spiel. I always carry cards with me. I always have a catalog handy. And so if they'll listen to me, I talk to them. And it's amazing how many people, you know, stand in the grocery line or in the bank line, and they see your Amsel shirt, and they say, "Hey, I've been trying to buy that stuff. Where can I get it?" And I said, "Problem is solved." And it's amazing how many people you'll register. I will not put the trash out without wearing my Amsel shirt. And as a result of that, I signed up my neighbor one day. So, you know, it worked. And it's just things that you've got to do.
So that covers our prospecting question. You're always prospecting, no matter what you're doing, even taking out the trash, and always make sure you have a business card and a catalog and ready to talk to somebody about Amsoil, huh?
Well, there's a lot of things that I can't do anymore that I have to hire somebody to come in and do it. And about 8 out of those 10 people I'll sign up as either commercial or PCs. And they just automatically get a spiel from me on that. And it's amazing. A lot of those people have been with me for 8-9 years, and they keep buying the product. it's just a thing that you got to have in the back of your mind. And of course, my wife tells me I overdo it, but I don't think you can ever overdo something where you're trying to help people save money, save on their vehicles, get better fuel mileage, all of the above, a lot less cost. And I don't think you can overdo that, frankly. Everybody's going to buy that scenario, but there's a great number of them that will.
And you don't know until you try. So if you don't give them the spiel, they'll never have it. You'll never give them the chance to say yes or no. But if you give them the chance to say no, you probably just move on, and that's fine, and go from there. But hey, so you started this when you said you're getting ready to looking at 70 years old in the eye. So you're coming up on that when you started. What is your current level of achievement in Amsoil? We all start at the same place by putting in our $15 or $30 and getting the business manual and all that other stuff. But where are you at now in the business and achievement?
I'm a Regency direct jobber.
Okay.
And I never would have reached that level without my wife as help, and also David and Carol Bell. They're the best in the business, and they helped me immensely in those early years. You know, when you first start out, you don't make a whole lot of money. And what you need to be doing with that, whatever money you do make, is to begin to put it back into your business, which is typical of almost any business that you start. And the interesting part is, and I tell people, potential dealers, where the heck can you get into a business for less than $100 and get all of the write-offs, the and have an opportunity to make as much money as you want? You know, it's an incredible business. And Al Amatuccio has just done a terrific job of getting this, making this program even more profitable. I was really pleased when they leveled out the difference between the commercial and the retail. I always thought that disparity was not right, and they did correct that. And so you make an even amount of money on whether it's commercial or retail. And
you're going way back on that. You're going way back on that, Norm. A lot of people, maybe even calling in, don't even remember there were different prices on the commercial and the retail on the shelves. But I agree with you on that. That's for sure.
Well, that's one of the things I learned in going to AMSOU is they got up and explained all that to us, what they were going to do. And, you know, I never found anything that AMSO has really done that hurts the individual dealer. And that's kind of an amazing process because we live in a world of greed, in case you haven't noticed. You know, that we used to price things on the value of what they were. Today, we charge as much as we can possibly get. AMSOIL is totally different than that. I think they charge a fair price, make a fair profit, and they make an excellent product. And how the heck can you beat that?
Exactly. Hey, you know, David Bell, I talked to him the other day, and he suggested I ask you about electronic communications. And, you know, I know many retirees might be afraid of getting on the computer and afraid to use technology or whatever. Do you get on a computer? How do you use technology for your AMSOIL business?
Well, you know, believe it or not, all the time I spent in engineering and as a program manager project engineer, they never let me have a computer. And so everything that I learned on a computer, I did on my own hook. And to be honest with you, I used Microsoft for many years. And I've got to the situation where the gal that was helping me keep my computer running and my programs was making more money than I was. So I started looking at that, and my good friend and direct jobber Jim Williams kind of led me toward Apple. And I was never a real fan of Apple initially because I didn't think they had enough people writing the app programs, but that's all changed. They got as many apps as anybody, and they keep generating more and more. Anyway, I decided after looking at my billing for the Microsoft computer that I would switch everything to Apple, which I did. And the nice thing about Apple is that, you know, for $99 a year, you can go to as many one-on-one classes as you can schedule. You can only schedule one at a time, but anytime there's one open, you can schedule it. And for $99, that's, you know, it's super training. And I really took advantage of that. I've got to get back in the swing. I got away from it this summer, but it's good for 3 years. They'll let you do that for 3 years, and they do things in the Apple system that are a lot easier to deal with than the Microsoft system. There's advantages and disadvantages of both, but I've come to the conclusion that my preference is Apple.
Yeah, so, and you don't. And as far as getting online and using the dealer zone, emailing your customers and dealers and everything, you don't have any trouble doing all that stuff?
Well, you know what? The way I set up my contact list is I divide it into categories: commercial, retail, PCs, and dealers, and I also have the CRs in there. The people that want more information but haven't signed up. And I can select any one of those categories and send out a letter within, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. And the computer will automatically select those people for you in that category. So it really speeds up the communication. And I found over time that getting back to customers as fast as you can is the best way to go. Some of them feel like you're pushing a little bit, but I try not to be pushy in the business. You know, Either you recognize an opportunity or you don't. And like I said, I was an entrepreneurial spirit all my life, and I recognized after talking with Scott McPherson that AMSOIL was an excellent opportunity. In fact, I even made a trip back there, which David helped me set up, and got interviewed by the AMSOIL manager, Dean Alexander, and I got a one-on-one tour of the facility, which they don't do that as a general rule. But that convinced me after what I saw back there. You know, I came out of aerospace, and we prided ourselves on quality control and all of that thing. I can tell you off what I've seen in the times that I've been back to AMSOIL University, the quality control is second to none. It's tighter than the aerospace even thought of being. And you can, you know, where they do in the mixing rooms and so forth, you can eat off those floors. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And Scott Davis did a magnificent job. We originally had some shortages out here, and I think part of the problem was the fact that they didn't realize we could ride motorcycles year-round. They don't do that in Duluth, Minnesota. So we were running out of motorcycle filters and motorcycle oil, and Scott Davis, he corrected that and did a fantastic job. But he's actually did all the design work on the new bottling and so forth, and AMSOIL has built up tremendous capacity. I mean, they're looking ahead, you know, 10, 15 years, and they're not going to come anywhere near. They're still only working one shift. So it's a fantastic company, a fantastic opportunity, and I would encourage anybody to work hard as long as you can, as fast as you can. Take advantage of the training. And people like Michael Sparks that put lots of training out for you, David Bell and his monthly conferences, and going back to AMSOIL University. I mean, you'll learn more in 4 days back there than you can learn in a whole year on your own. And not only that, you come back very enthusiastic about the business because you're talking to people that are in the same boat you are, people that are way up in the money. Yeah, in all levels, and it's just a fantastic way to go, and with excellent training. You just cannot beat the AMSOIL University, and I would encourage everybody to go to that.
You've been just about every time to AMSOIL U. I don't think you've hardly missed any, have you?
I only missed one. It was an anniversary party, and that was in 2008. And happened, I had four surgeries that year, and two of them were kind of life-threatening. So I got through those, and I'm fine. I'm healthy. I'm contemplating putting in a new second hip, and I'm going to have consultation for that. But the nice part about this, Michael, even when I'm in the hospital, laying flat on my back, can't do anything, guess what? On the 15th, my money shows up in my bank account, whether I work or not. I mean, how can you beat?
That's right. You put on those hard work hours, like you said, way at the beginning, you don't make them much, but then you know, later on, you don't have to do as much, and still all that work that you've done, you're still getting paid for it. So that's definitely a positive. Hey, let's go back and really talk about, I know you're pretty much prospecting all the time, but when you were a little more spry in your AMSOIL business, did you do any trade shows, and what do you think about doing trade shows?
Well, to be honest with you, early on in my business, the first year or so, I talked Scott into working some very, very large shows. One was the mining show, one was the World of Concrete, and those are not shows that a novice wants to tackle. They're very expensive. It takes a long time to recoup your investment. And what people really need to do, in my opinion, is to work shows within 100 miles or 150 miles of your home base. And they're all over the place. They got motorcycle shows, they got car shows, they got fairs. You can just go to the Chamber of Commerce and they'll give you a whole list of them. And what happens is when you do those smaller shows, it doesn't cost you very much, and you develop the skills. I got to the point in my business where I can talk to a person the first 30 seconds. I know whether this guy's really a live candidate or not. And you have to be careful because sometimes you get fooled. But basically, you know how they're responding and the kinds of questions that they're asking and their interest. And you develop highly honed skills working these smaller shows, and then you can eventually graduate into the larger ones. I worked SEMA for a number of years. I worked the truck shows. Those are my favorites. Before I got into North American Aviation, I drove a truck for Standard Oil. It delivered gasoline. And that's how I got into electronics. I was reading the meter one night, dumping, and said, you know, this guy sits on his butt with a soldering iron and he makes $12 an hour. I'm sitting here on that, freezing my tail off out in the truck in the middle of the night, and I'm making $7.50. Goodbye. So, I went to the Chevron, experimental place, and I asked the manager. I says, "How do I become a member of your team?" He says, "Go to school." So I came back. I went to school. Came back a couple years later. I said, "Okay, I'm ready." He looked at me and he says, "What are you doing now?" I says, "Well, I'm working for North American Aviation." He says, "You're playing with those transistors and things and diodes." Yeah. He says, "Well, if I hired you, you'd be down in the basement working on an IBM with vacuum tubes. Stay where you are." And that was a very, very good piece of advice. And,
good deal.
I'm never sorry about having done that. But I, like I said, my biggest regret is not having found AMSOIL in those earlier days. It wasn't as easy in those days, and David and Carol can tell you this. We've got all kinds of literature, and it keeps improving all the time. And I get a little cranky once in a while at AMSOIL because they change literature so fast, sometimes I can't keep up. But it's always better than the last one. And the recent stuff that they put out, and I love those little three trifle flyers, because I can send those out with a business card and a small letter for the... It's what, 46 cents now. It's going to be 49 after the first of the year.
Yeah.
But that's cheap. And a little trick you learn when you do that, and when you send these out, if you get to them within 6 months after they've changed their address, the post office will send that back to you with a new address. And if it's past 6 months, they'll tell you that there's no forwarding address. So that keeps your list accurate, so that you're not sending out, you know, dummy checks all the time. So that's just something that you learn in the business, and it keeps your list, your downlines, and your customers current. So
yeah.
And the other thing that I think is very serious is thank you notes. And I've been a little remiss here recently. I'm a little bit behind, but you can't thank a customer enough, and it's unbelievable how most of these people react. Every time I send out a batch of thank you cards, my business jumps up, and people appreciate being told that you appreciate them, And I always ask them, if there's anything I can do to improve the service, please let me know. You know, that's key. David just sent out some stuff with the bagger, and I thought that was really an interesting story. I won't get into that, but you can either call David or call me. I'm sure you got a copy of it. That's an incredible thing. And then, of course, Zig Ziglar. But my favorite all-time guy is Brian Tracy. He did more for me in the beginning of this business. And he did this stuff about 10, 12 years ago. And it's still current today. He's just a super, super presenter. He tells you how to keep customers interested, how the body actions and so forth. And he just when to close in for the sale. He's a terrific guy, and I would certainly recommend anybody get hold of Brian Tracy that listen to those tapes.
Definitely, motivational, educational tapes are worth their weight in gold, and you can listen to them anytime. And Brian Tracy is also one of my favorites too. So that's definitely good advice, Norm. You got to listen to that stuff just to keep yourself going, especially when you're new and getting started. And I still to this day, I don't listen to the radio anymore. I listen to something motivational. I've got so much of it that I can listen to something and it's always new. Or if I listen to it again, it's been so long, I forget what it said. So that's good stuff. Talking about sponsoring, you know, how do you feel about sponsoring dealers and training? I mean, I'm sure you do quite a bit of that, but just tell us how you feel about sponsoring.
I have three words for you. Sponsor, yeah. Sponsor, sponsor. And that's the backbone of your business. If you don't sponsor, your business is going to go downhill. You got to keep doing it. You'll have people that will drop out or don't want to pay the $20 or $30, and or they get discouraged, and eventually it seems like most of those people come back in because I always keep them on a mail list, no matter what, and try to talk to them about new products and so forth. But yeah. You know, the real true backbone in your business are PCs and dealers, the commercials and the retail guys. I love those accounts because those are real money makers for you, without a whole lot of work. But it takes time to navigate with those people. Rarely are you going to walk in and sign up somebody instantly. It's going to take a little bit of time. One of my favorites is to walk in with a can of MP and hand it to them, give it to them as a trial. Let them, and always make sure that you put your label on there so they know who to call if they decide they really like the product. I've got a gunsmith over in Boulder City. And I got him signed up. I took him a can of that MP, and he called me up in a few days and says, I want some of that. But he said, don't you send me any literature. But about every 3 or 4 months, he'll order a case of that MP. So he's selling it to his customers. And it's a fantastic product, no question about it.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. Well, again, Norm, I appreciate you taking the time to let these folks know and let me know on, you know, what it's like to be in so-called purgatory and hang out. And it sounds like you have quite a bit of fun with yourself and Barbara and your place down by the beach that's probably cooler in the summertime. And sounds like you've probably changed your retirement just to keep yourself busy, something to do, if anything. With your Anvil business.
Hey, I love this. It's truly something. Michael, if I got time, I want to read you 5 items on my priority list.
Yeah, tell me your 5 items on your priority list. Yes, okay. Do it.
Number one, get T1 certified. Set up a website and the dealer locator. And T1 certification lets you do that. I get a lot of calls on dealer locator. Number two, always let people know what you do. Carry cards, catalogs, and wear your clothing. Three, get all the training you can. AMSOIL University online. There's some great stuff on the AMSOIL website. sponsor and read all the literature that you get. I like every once in a while I will buy the G1312 when I know they've upgraded it, and I start going through the literature again, and because they keep changing these things, and there's lots of really great information there. And then the fourth thing is sponsor, and the fifth thing is call on the ROTS and commercial accounts multiple times. Don't give up on the first call, because you rarely are going to sign these people up. And I generally try to take them in a little present. MP is a good one, or a tube of grease, whatever. And that kind of breaks the ice with them. And sometimes it takes you 3, 4, 5 times to see these people. But believe me, when they start buying 55-gallon drums or 275-gallon totes, you won't be sorry. And that's it, Michael.
Oh, that's awesome advice. That's the top five of that. Hope everybody got it. If not, we'll put that in the show notes when you get it. But that's excellent advice, Norm. And your years of experience in AMSOIL, you can tell that you've been there and done that, and have the title to show for it. So congratulations, Norm, on Regency Direct Jobber, and appreciate you filling us in on everything that you've done in your AMSOIL business.
Well, I'm glad to have done it, Michael, and I'm really proud of you and the things that you and David are doing to help the other dealers. It helps me too, and I really appreciate having the opportunity to talk to these people, and I hope I've inspired some of them.
Oh, great. I'm sure you have. And with that, I'm going to open up the call for everyone to tell Norm thank you and have a good night. So everyone, tell Norm thank you.
Great job, Norm, from David and Carol.
Thank you, Norm.
Thank you.
Great job, Norm.
Thank you.